Blog Talk Radio.
Your tour guide. So thank you for being a part of this life journey. I am so excited you chose to join in today. So let's get this party started. And you know, there are certain things that you just have to do before the party. And so one of our first moves is to set ourselves into positive energy with affirmative readings. These are from my daily messages at RevSandy.wordpress.com. Today's message is called Wisdom and Strength. Applying knowledge is wisdom. Learning the truth of life is wisdom. Trusting the Creator is wisdom. Knowing we are each created from the same source is wisdom. Strength is a spiritual gift. Spiritual strength lifts you up and over seeming obstacles and challenges in life. You can call upon the all-knowing power at any given time and will be blessed with whatever you stand in need of. This is the lasting kind of strength that aids you in each task you decide to undertake. By virtue of my birthright, I exercise wisdom and strength in each of my endeavors. I can demonstrate this power of wisdom by knowing, by going to the secret chambers of my soul, the pure will of God in my life. God's will is made plain to me. God has blessed me with this gift, and I am grateful. I use this gift wisely, trusting I have received it by mercy and grace. I utilize my personal strength to overcome and be a victor over all challenges. I do not allow myself to be cast aside in fear or uncertainty. I stand firm in spiritual strength, girded with the unconditional love of the Creator in all that I do. Physical capacity is weak. Spiritual strength is all I need to live a great life of peace and joy. I give thanks for my understanding of the gifts of wisdom and strength. And you know, we take the next step, which is inviting and invoking the spirits and energies of our ancestors into this call with us, into the show tonight. And so, ancestors, we give honor and homage to you, and we thank you for your presence as we go forth with sharing the knowledge from this particular show. Ashe, ashe. It's all about life. It's all about love. It's all about wellness. So tonight's show is called Domestic Violence and the Community. So we have with us Mr. Roderick Cunningham, who is both the founder and CEO of the Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program, or BCOP for short. And he's going to be talking with us shortly about the different programs that he has for the community to aid in this sore spot that we seem to have that's pretty common in our community. So we're going to have Mr. Cunningham to join us shortly, and we're going to get into this discussion with him in just a few moments.
Sandy Rogers Knows Real.
So just as Mr. Cunningham is going to be sharing with us tonight about domestic violence and some other issues, HIV and human trafficking, just wanted to remind you that here in Georgia, there is an initiative that's going to be on the November ballot called Safe Harbor. And we want you to vote yes on Safe Harbor. And Safe Harbor is creating a dedicated Georgia fund to provide care and services urgently needed for child sex trafficking victims by educating voters to pass the Safe Harbor Yes Amendment. So the issue, according to the FBI, Atlanta ranks among the top 14 cities in the United States for the number of children bought and sold for sex. Many are lured through the deception of pimps who position themselves as a boyfriend and even by parents. Others are abducted. Average age of victimization is 12 to 14. And some are as young as 9 years of age. Their lives often consist of violence, forced drug abuse, and constant threats from which they cannot imagine escape. So the funding is limited for the intensive restorative services, including treatment for physical and psychological abuse and trauma. So, again, in Georgia, we have the Safe Harbor Initiative, amendment that's going to be on the ballot on November the 8th, and we're asking all registered voters and for you guys to pass the word for that amendment to vote yes on that. Thank you. Thank you once again for being here and being a part of Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Again, audience, you are invited to join in the discussion. All comments welcome, and every voice is always heard. And we have complete acceptance, and there's never any judgment on what your statement or your comment is. So the call-in number is 516-531-9819, and you would simply press 1 to alert me you want to speak on air. So we're going to take just a short music break and get into some grooves before we bring on Mr. Cunningham that's going to be talking with us tonight about domestic violence and the community, along with some other programs and initiatives that his organization has. What happened? Can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to... I got a blank screen, a blank screen. So let me see if I can find out what's going on. If I can stop the music, and we're going to get right into the show. Let me just find where it is. Okay, sorry for that, but you know technology is what technology is. So that must be a sign for me to bring on Mr. Roderick Cunningham. So before I do, let me introduce him so that you guys know who we have as our very, very special guest tonight. So Mr. Roderick Cunningham is the founder and executive director of the Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program, Incorporated. It's called BCOP for short. And this organization was founded in 2010 after Roderick's mother, Beverly Cunningham Brown, was shot point blank in the head by her husband. And that happened on October the 27th, 2009. The domestic violence has had a stronghold on Roderick's family, dating back to his grandmother being shot at by her husband. So he's turned his pain into positive action by helping other victims, survivors, and our youth to once again embrace a normalcy of life. The foundation also seeks to be an outlet for community youth who are at risk of becoming victims of violence or who are impacted by health issues. So over a three-year period from 2010 to 2013, this organization, Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program, being led by Roderick Cunningham, has helped over 4,100 children, women, and families. And the programs that they offer is domestic violence, economic empowerment, and community outreach program. The Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program is a nonprofit 501c3 based corporation in DeKalb County. That's in California. In Georgia. See, I'm getting it all mixed up here. So, before Roderick took on the foundation, he was in corporate security as a project manager where he ran the operations of four facilities with J.P. Morgan Chase in New Jersey, seven facilities for Citigroup in New Jersey, Telemundo, CNBC News in New Jersey, and the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey for the Georgia-Washington Bridge and PATH train. So these accounts range from $1.2 million to $2 million budgets per year. He served in the U.S. Navy, and Roderick has a loving wife, Muquette Pelham Cunningham, and they've been married for 12 years, and they have a beautiful daughter, Dornay Maria Cunningham, and she's 10. Roderick believes that family is important, very important, and spending quality time with your family and children is of the utmost importance. So, audience, help me to welcome Mr. Roderick Cunningham to the show. Roderick, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight. I'm so excited to have you on the show. I'm just losing all my words, and I'm just jittery. You're such a phenomenal individual, and the work that you do in honor and name of your mother is just absolutely outstanding. So thank you, Roderick.
Thank you for having me, and I'm truly humbled and just trying to be a servant to the people as my mother was. You know, she was an evangelist at the Church of God in Christ. So, coming up in a Baptist church, she was always willing to serve. And so now as her eldest son, I try to walk in those footsteps of service. And that's what I'm all about, service and being humble. No matter how high we go, we still got to remember everybody is affected by things around us. So I'm excited tonight about being on the show, and I love life, love, and wellness. I just love that, and I love your thought of the day, wisdom and strength. If people only understood that, of wisdom, learning to get wisdom, and having the strength to get wisdom and having the strength to carry out, I mean, that would solve half of our problems. So
yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited tonight.
Well, good. I'm, like I said, you know, I'm just geeked up. Because I think we first met a few years ago when I ran my first 5K. It was out in, where was
in Riverdale.
Riverdale, that's right. That's right, at that beautiful complex out there.
I remember too.
Yeah. I tell you, I barely made it around the 5, that 5K. I was like, Lord, that was my first time ever trying to do something like that. But, you know, it was for a worthy cause, and so I really enjoyed that. And I got a chance to meet you, so I was blessed all the way around.
Yes, I got to thank Ms. Vita Brown for that, too.
Yes, indeed. She's incredible, too, out here on the battlefield. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a little background about what that was like as a child, being in surrounded by that domestic violence all the time.
I guess it was a horrible but yet seemingly normal experience. And the reason why I say it like that is because the horrible things that I seen personally, the things that I heard, the things that I seen, the things that I felt seemed normal as love. However, as deep as it was, as deep as my family was in the church, it seemed normal. And even going to the church and my grandmother, you know, everything was always swept under the rug, you know, as things, you know, it was like an everyday thing, you know, and seeing my grandmother, you know, shot at, you know, by her husband, and him coming in intoxicated. It was my step-grandfather, but seeing him, you know, intoxicated. And then with my mother, her first marriage, married to a pastor, and seeing the physical and financial abuse that she went through. And then my mother's second marriage, of seeing, she was married to an entrepreneur at that time, and seeing the financial abuse, and then the third marriage, just a regular old Joe, you know, hardworking man at the time, lost his job, and he had an alcohol problem as well. And my mother thought that, you know, maybe I can change him. And for a moment, it appeared, you know, that she had changed him. You know, so I look back and I'm like, wow, the church has a responsibility. The church then and the church now has a responsibility not to just sweep things under the rug, but to actually address them and sit individuals down and counsel them in a proper way. And I think one of the things that, especially in my times growing up in the 70s and 80s, pastors and bishops and elders and deacons and deaconess didn't know how to address these issues. And now that, you know, as I've studied it and then I look back on my life and everything, they just didn't know how, you know, to address it, and how, particularly that they knew how to get the female, but the thing is that they just didn't do it, because the male was always so prominent in the church, and not Deacon Cunningham, he wouldn't do nothing like that. But at the same time, they know that he was actually doing it, you know, so,
Now, I appreciate you saying that, you know, because from a female perspective, it was like the men were always regardless of what kind of words you want to put around that, when the woman went to report any type of abuse or physical violence, you know, they were like, oh, that's your husband, it's going to be all right. And it was like it wasn't taken seriously, So I like your perspective on that issue, that they weren't trained and they didn't know how. But I think if it was approached that way, you know, and if it would have been said, I think a lot more women would have reported the issues and saved themselves and saved their children.
Yes, and what I think is, I think a lot of pastors use the Bible to their advantage, if you will, and
yes.
And the pastor just, you know, is showing the man as the head of the household, and the male as receiving, under God, of course, the law. That is true. However, the female has rights as well. And the female is the nurturer of the children. So
right.
I'm a firm believer in a nation can rise no higher than its woman. If you uplift mm-hmm. a woman, the male automatically comes up. So,
yes,
I mean, we as men have, and including myself, because I'm still learning, we have to learn how to treat our women. I mean, because our women are a precious jewel. Women are not our women. They're God's women, and
exactly.
we are God's men. So the thing is that we have to learn each other and learn how to treat each other, especially in relationships when we get married, and what things mean when we cleave to each other and grow with each other. Not that there won't be, you know, disagreements, but we have to learn how to handle those agreements from a biblical standpoint, spiritual standpoint, and an understanding standpoint, and then a reality of what things are in our lives.
Right. We've got a caller already, Roderick. So let's see, we've got caller 817-308. You want to give us your name and your comment or question, concern, please?
Name is Stone, Art Stone. Hello, Sandy, and hello, everyone.
Hey, Art.
Hello.
I just wanted to make a brief observation, if nothing else. But so many times we drop the ball as a people. And so many times when we drop this ball, we're not aware of it because our churches are supposed to be our safe havens. Actually, it came out of slavery that the church was our keeper. That's the only thing we know as a people is our church. So if we fall in there, then it's a vicious cycle. And never forget, when we were brought here in 1619, or early 1600s rather, the black male was not intended to have any type of dominance over his black female. The black male was not intended to have any type of role. The black male was not intended to be any type of leader in the environment. So when you critique that the way it should be, a part of history, we are a default of an institution called slavery. We're a default of that. And then you compound miseducation, misinformation, and incarceration, and the list goes on with those shuns because we're a part of this social environment. So when you put it all on the black female and you said the black, it's not a black female, it's not a black male, it's not a black-white thing, quite frankly. It's all about business. This is all business. And I digress. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the democracy. No, it's to the republic. So when you start chasing your tail, that's basically a lost game. But there's always light at the end of the tunnel, and like Dr. King said, only until it's dark enough can you see the stars. And this weather and these patterns of things that we're seeing in our environment, our world, fish dying by the millions of thousands, bees, birds, everything, you know, things are just extremely going downhill. This is not just by chance. It's a cycle. It's all by design. And I'm going to stop there.
Well, thank you for your comments, Art. Roderick, do you have anything to add or you want to respond to that?
Just a brief add-on, and I'll go with his last words. And I agree with Art. We have to break what has been designed. And he's right. We have to go back to the root of it and how things were set up as in the society of things. So I do agree with Art, and we have to break the grip, basically, and reform. And the only way we can do that is that repent and turn our heels back to God in truth. As the Bible says, in spirit and in truth. So if we're doing it truthfully, then God will hear our cry and heal our land.
Good point.
So definitely.
I didn't hear the last word you said. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No. Go ahead, Sister Rogers. Go ahead.
Well, what I wanted to ask about, because we kind of got into it, was just the reality of what you lived, with that type of abuse. You know, for anyone that's on the call that hasn't experienced that or is having trouble even imagining that. So how do you... As a male child, how do you deal? How do you reconcile with the violence and not perpetuate it in your own relationships with women? Or did you have an issue with that? And then we'll get more into your organization. But I just want to kind of understand what it was like for you as a child coming up in that environment.
Well, I had many different battles within myself personally, and I'm just beginning now, to be quite frank with you, to come out of those battles within.
Wow.
Because you have to understand that this stuff, when I say stuff, I mean seeing the violence, hearing the violence, and experiencing that. It stays with you.
Right. And in
order, in my humble opinion, to remove that, you have to forgive all those who were abusers,
mm-hmm.
all those who were perpetrators. And it's not an easy task. But you have to, when I say forgive, you have to let it go.
Because it's going to
do nothing but hinder you in life and hinder your progress and your purpose in life. And you'll never find out your purpose, or if you do find out your purpose in life, then you'll constantly go in circles because you'll always reflect back to the pain.
Right.
And you have to move forward. And I find in my own marriage, when me and my wife have disagreements and everything, I find myself sometimes in that same anger that I've seen. And I have to get up and walk out of the house because that's something my great-grandfather used to do. When he gets so pissed off at my great-grandmother, he just get up and walk out to the old outhouse, as they call it. And I find him out there, just talking it out with God. And that thing... And that was his outlet. So I had to find, I'm saying you have to find an outlet, whether it's working out or whatever you do, you have to find an outlet to let off your sting, whether you be male or female. And it's never good to hit any woman or abuse any woman physically or mentally, because mental abuse is worse than physical abuse. Because it takes a lot longer for those mental scars to heal than physical scars.
Right, exactly. Well,
so,
I applaud you even more, for the work that you're doing to turn that around and to be able, from such a compassionate, knowing place of what this feels like and the unresolved emotional traumas that you experience. And as a child, I can imagine that just runs the gamut of what that must feel like, you know, taking on the responsibility, feeling guilty because it's happening, feeling ashamed because you weren't able to stop it, you know, and just all kinds of things that could possibly be very damaging to a child. And for you to take that experience and turn it into something so positive as the Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program, it just stands up, and it just means so much to have your energies put into such a positive movement within the community. And so, again, I applaud you for the work that you're doing and for the lives that you're helping to save, and also for stopping the repeat of that cycle to continue on within that family. So, I mean, you're doing a lot. It may not seem like it to yourself, but you are truly doing a lot of work, and again, I just appreciate you.
Yes, thank you
so
much.
So we want to thank you.
And one other thing I would like to mention before we move on is that it's centered around forgiveness, and that's very important, and I can't stress that enough. You have to forgive no matter what in your life to move on. And I said that to say on November 2014, I actually went to visit the man who murdered my mother. And
wow.
I went to the prison and met with him face to face. Not a long table, I'm talking about a short table. So I was in close proximity of him, and he didn't have no handcuffs on, and wasn't nobody in the room but myself, him, and the media. And we went for a little over 2 hours in reconciliation mode. And
wow.
And in that, I kept in my mind, it wasn't about him, it was about me.
Sure.
No matter what he said, I had to forgive him. And I waited until the end of the conversation because I wanted to grasp what he had to say about the situation because it happened so quickly. And at the end of the conversation, I was able to get up and say that I forgive you, Leroy Walker Brown, for murdering my mother.
Mm-hmm.
It was very painful. It was very tearful. And I cried like a baby, but the thing is that I had to forgive him in order to move on with my life.
Yeah.
And leave that pain there at Haynes Penitentiary, where he's at and where he's serving life in prison. And know that him serving life in prison is going to have to satisfy for the punishment in the physical, but in the spiritual, I told him that he has to seek guidance to God as well for forgiveness of what he done.
Right.
And I told him also, for those who will get out of prison, you have to now get charged with teaching them now of what not to do when they get out, to their women, to their wives, or their significant other. I mean, you have to now be an example, because now at 67, well, he was 63 then when I went, but he's 65 now. But the thing is that, you know, he just has to come to that understanding himself and everything. So the perpetrators need love and understanding as well. And basically, you know, but you, it starts with the person who received, and they have to forgive that person, and go
right
to that person if they can, and let them know that they forgive them, and then move on, and truly move on. Don't stick in the mud of it, You have to get up out of the mud, shake yourself off, and go on.
Right. And, you know, the first time I heard that concept about forgiving the perpetrator, it kind of stopped you in your tracks a little bit if you're not accustomed to hearing. Because, I mean, to me, that was just an outlandish method that somebody wanted to employ. You know, forgive the person that caused all this pain. How dare you? But it makes so much sense, because if you're carrying around hate, you're no different than the person, than the perpetrator that caused the trauma and the hurt and the pain. And thank you for saying that. Yeah. And I know, I don't know how, you know, if it was easy, if it was hard, but I can imagine the amount of emotions that came up just because, you know, that was the person that inflicted that harm on your mother. I know when one of my younger brothers were killed back in 1980, and he was crossing the street just a half a block from his house, and there's the driver of this vehicle was high on PCP and some alcohol and some other stuff, and he just drove right into my brother. He was going so fast, my brother actually flew up in the air and traveled a city block before he came down. And the lady that was in the car with the gentleman, she died as well. And he came out, you know, he's unscathed because he's so high, he don't know what's going on. And our family was able to forgive him. And people ask all the time, well, how could you do that? You know, but it, like you said, it's just something you've got to do, you know. And so there's no method to it. You just do it because God commanded of you to do so.
Yeah,
and it doesn't erase
definitely.
The pain. Yeah. Well, I'm going to try another break, Roderick.
Yes, okay.
I'm going to see. Okay, let me see. Let's see what happens this time. If yes, sir.
The power for the people, that's all we ask in our country dear. The sick and the hungry unable, protect them and those who may live in fear. We as the young wish to say in this song, God bless great America. We give thanks to the old for achieving their goal. It is now up to us, and we know we must build up a trust. And we want the power for the people. That's all we ask in our country, dear. The sick and the hungry are unable. Protect them and those who may live in fear. Power for the people. Power for the people. Power for the people. Hardening crimes is a part of the times, and it's rough for some people to live. Disease can move fast, but it don't have to last. It is now the nation's turn for all to be concerned. We can be freer still. It is the people's will. And bring back the power for the people. That's all we ask in our country, dear. The sick and the hungry are unable. Protect them and those who may live in fear. Power for the people.
I'm From the Genius of Curtis Mayfield, Power for the People. And that is such an awesome piece to have on this show tonight, where we're talking about domestic violence and the community with Mr. Roderick Cunningham, who is the founder and the CEO of the Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program, which is named for his mother. And thank you, and welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're really having an in-depth, it's an incredible conversation around domestic violence, its effects on the children, and the wonderful act of forgiveness, and how that's not necessarily so easy. And so we've talked that part of domestic violence, perhaps the not so pretty part of it. But I want to now turn the table for Mr. Cunningham to be able to tell us about the wonderful work that he's doing in the community to aid these young people, the families, the women that are affected and infected by this tragedy that goes on in our community. And it's not just the violence, because the violence then grows other ailments within the family life and within the community, and so that our environment becomes infected with all this negativity. But Roderick Cunningham and his organization are doing something different, bringing in new life, new light, for people to be able to see something that exists that is different from what they're experiencing on a day-to-day basis. So, Roderick, would you be so kind as to tell us about some of the programs that you have running? And in the program, who is the beneficiary of it, and how do you go about conducting the different programs you have?
Yes, Ms. Rogers. We have, of course, several components of our program, and our main programs are to help and assist our youth and to help and assist our women. Particularly, we have our financial empowerment program, and we do those separately, of course. We do the youth, particularly in our middle schools and our high schools, and we service, just this past year, we serviced the DeKalb County schools and school system, and also we serviced the Fulton County school system, as well as Clayton County schools as well. And this consists of about 3 to 4 schools in each of those counties. And we're this year going to be spreading our wings, if you will, into about 8 different counties to start off with. And then by the end of the year, we will have went into 25 different counties.
Wow.
By the end of this year. So we're like triple doubling our wings there. But the thing is that God has put it in our heart and our minds and our spirit. And not only our financial empowerment program for women and children, and we do this in the schools also, but we do it also within the body of the community. So at recreation centers, at libraries, and things of that nature. So if anyone's interested in hosting one, we will be glad to partner to do financial empowerment to empower our women and our children. And also we have our, specifically in the schools, but also in the community as well, our teen dating violence workshops, where we focus on self-esteem, self-love, peer pressure, and then teen dating violence itself in all those different aspects, from the sexual abuse to the mental abuse to the physical abuse, as it relates to our middle school and high school students, because they're experiencing that at a young age nowadays. And so we want to get to those and address those issues, because I'll just comes to mind we were at a school in DeKalb County, and we always try to have our counselors there as well as their counselors, as well as someone from DFACS or DJJ along there with us, just in case, because we never know what we'll run into. And we don't want to have to pick up the phone. We want to have those services right there on site and to do what needs to be done in a dire need situation, because you never know when you're going to come into a sexual exploitation situation or human trafficking situation. We actually run into exploitation situations, you know. So and I'll leave that right there. But that's how deep it gets, and that's how serious we are about what we do in the community. It's just not a formality thing. This is a reality of how things are and what our society is in nowadays. And we also have every year our back to school, and we give away backpacks and school supplies. And we usually try to give at least one backpack stuffed with school supplies to at least 150 to 200 students in each county. So basically, last year we gave away over 500 backpack stuffed with school supplies to help the underserved community and make a difference, you know. And I gave some out even in my own community, you know, because even some of those children, you know, with single mothers, they were struggling. And
sure.
And that's one thing we have to learn to do when we see things. You know, the Bible talks about the Good Samaritan and the passing by. If we see something, we have to react to it, not just see it and just keep going. We have to be, if we're in a position, especially, even if we're not in that financial position to just do it from your heart, and God will bless you. Just for the condition of your heart, knowing that you didn't have it fully. But the thing is that you've seen someone else struggling, and that's one of the things that I loved about the 50s, 60s, and even earlier than that, is that you could go borrow the sugar, you could go borrow something or get something from your neighbor, and what's not said about it. Nowadays, everybody's talking about each other. So
right,
we got to get back to some of those old ways were good, and the unity. And because I'm taught that in unity there's power, and if we unify, we can move mountains. But divided, we're conquered. So, and then we have, and we basically do our back to school program every August, and then we have our Thanksgiving program that we have partnered with. This is it for, you know, several years in a row. This past year, we actually done it at a school in DeKalb. But this year, I'm planning, by God's will, to do it both in DeKalb County and Fulton County, and maybe even spread it out a little bit within Clayton County and up in basically other counties and everything, depending on, of course, you know, our funders and everything. But if God puts the love in the people's heart, because sometimes you can't depend on corporations. We can do it for ourselves. But all we have to do is put our pennies together, and we can change the world if we learn how to put our pennies together as a community, and one community, one child at a time. And lastly, I don't call it Christmas giving because some people don't believe in Christmas. I call it holiday giving, and whereas we give educational toys and books and just educational items to underserved children. And believe it or not, you know, every year in December or January, whenever we give it to them, mostly in December, though, and we give it to them before the holiday, is that, I mean, I shed some tears because, I mean, I was sitting just eating, you know, just eating with them and enjoying with the youth and the families, as I do every year, and the children walk up to me, and it's something about the purity of a child walking up to you and saying, "Can I hug you?" and just say thank you. You
wow.
know, it's something. And that's why I do this. What I do, just to be able to feel that purity of heart of our youth, you know, and them just saying thank you. And when I go to the schools now, they see me in the parking lot. They running up to me. They see me out the window. Hey, Mr. Cunningham. Hey, Mr. Cunningham. How you doing? You need some help? You need some help? And mind you, I haven't even opened my trunk yet. But the thing is that they know now when they see me come into their school that I got something for them. Or either I'm coming to see the principals and the counselors to organize and mobilize something that's going to happen in the very near future. And they walk me down the hallway, and I'm like, wow. It makes me feel so good inside. Well, I tell you what, and the thing is, all I can think about is God and the purity of love that God has for us. And I think about my mother, because my mother was doing the same thing, of course, on a smaller level, because she had a child for 20 years. So that's where I guess my love for children came from, is my mother having a child care, me growing up in that. Even in spite of everything that was going on, she had this child care for over 20 years. And I was like, wow, you know, now we're doing the work on a greater scale, but I know God is going to bless us to even go into higher heights. And now we have two other initiatives, and those are a health and wellness initiative where we're planning on going into 25 counties doing health and wellness symposiums. And now those health and wellness symposiums consist of mental health and domestic violence education, HIV/AIDS education, cancer, particularly prostate and breast cancer, education, heart disease education, and disability education. And, of course, within those scopes, it includes everything dealing around the HIV/AIDS, STDs, and all that. And we're going to have panel discussions as well as multiple resources amongst all those different topics. I mean, because those are the things that really affect our communities. And we really have to address it one county at a time, and this is all free to the community. And I would like to say that we're partnering that with the Afia Center over off 1765 Metropolitan Parkway in Atlanta, Georgia, on June 25th, 2016. That's a couple months here now, from 12 to 4 p.m., from 12 to 4 p.m. to kick off our first symposium. And that's for those of you who are wondering where that is, that's right across the street from Atlanta Metropolitan State College. It's not at Atlanta Metropolitan State College, but it's right across the street at the Afia Center. And we're partnering up with the Afia Center to do that. And then our next one will be, I'm not going to announce that location, but I will say the date. Our next symposium will be August 13th, from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. We're working on some of the logistics of it, so I don't want to announce what the location will be yet on that, but I will say the next one will be August 13th, and I'm excited about both of those symposiums. And also within these symposiums, we'll be doing on-site HIV checks. We'll be doing on-site cancer checks. We'll be doing on-site heart checks, and in just anything that you can name. And now here's the big thing about these symposiums. We're also going to do it from a holistic perspective. I mean, because oftentimes when we do these quote-unquote big symposiums, we forget about the holistic side of it and, you know, how to eat to live and just the natural way that I believe now that God intended us as far as from a natural perspective of doing things. So we're inviting all the natural people to come out and bring your products and all of your resources to do what we need to do for our community so our people have options so they can see it from the church. Yes, ma'am.
You must have been looking over my shoulder because I showed it right down here. What about nutrition? Because that's so key, you know.
Yes.
We're poisoning our bodies with the crap that we're eating that we're calling food, you know.
Yes, definitely. And so, and we want all health people. Anybody dealing in a health arena, we want you at our symposiums. And at each symposium, so we're starting here on June 25th from 12 to 4, again over at 1765 Metropolitan Parkway in Atlanta, Georgia, right across from Atlanta Metropolitan State College. And we're starting there at each symposium. We're going to have the flyers ready for the next symposium. So that will be number one right in Fulton County. And we want everybody that's in Fulton County and surrounding, come on out. And we want everybody dealing with any form of health. And we're opening this up to everybody. Come out, join us. Those who need information, those who want to give information, come out. And I'll give out my email address. I'll give out one of them at least. And that's the letter R, the number 4, FARD, at yahoo.com. Email me if you want to be a panelist. Please send a short bio, a short resume. Make it short, brief, and straight to the point. And then we'll let our team look over, because it's not just being by myself now, because any person that's trying to leave has a team with him. And I can't do it all by myself, and I don't try to do it all by myself. I used to, and so I learned better.
It wore you out, too, didn't
it? It wore me out. And it took a lot away from my family life, and I'm going to use the terminology.
I'm gonna use the
terminology my wife used. She used to call the program my mistress.
Uh-oh.
I mean, because I was spending so much time out in the community that I literally forgot about my family, you know.
Yeah.
But the thing is that my family is definitely important, and that's why now, you know, I freed up my time by having a business that I can do at my own free time and do the program at the same time and have time to spend quality time with my family. So definitely, and so I'm excited about that health and wellness. So as I said, I give that email address out one more time. It's a letter R, the number 4, FARD, at yahoo.com. And we want all those who are interested in being a panelist or interested in having a resource table to come on out to, you know, email me, and I'll go ahead and give the actual prices for the resource tables. And they're very low. If you just want a table and some chairs to set up your whatever you have, that's $50 donation.
Oh, wow.
And then if you want to, you know, have the big highfalutin, you know, with all your step and repeats and your standalone signage and all that stuff, now that's $100. So the thing is that we're not trying to hurt people.
Yeah.
We're trying to help people. But we want the resources to be available to the people.
Okay.
So that's why the donation price is set so low. I mean, because, you know, when you used to go to a symposium, you might pay $250, $300, and you just got a resource.
Or more.
Selling product.
Or more.
You know. So,
yeah. Well,
I
won't be able to make that June 25th because I've already committed to doing a weekend retreat with a group of women. But I'll be more than happy to share the information within the health and healing arena of people that I'm affiliated with, because I'm sure that someone would be more than happy to come out and represent. Because I've done some health fairs in the past, and it's amazing how people don't understand what a reflexology session is, or they've heard of a massage, but they've never received one. So I would definitely like to get that information to the healers that I work with. And so once again, you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We've got with us Mr. Roderick Cunningham, who's going to continue telling us about his products. I just wanted to make sure you guys knew, if you want to ask Mr. Cunningham a question, the number here is 516-531-9819. And then you just push number one on your keypad, and that will let me know that you want to talk on air with Mr. Cunningham. So he's talking about his organization, the Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program, and it is a community-based empowerment organization named after his mother. They deal with domestic violence, health, wellness, and empowering the youth and helping those that have survived the domestic violence, and offering a new light for new life. And so the Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program, they're all over the Atlanta area and looking to expand into 25 counties in the metropolitan Atlanta area. And I guess that's going to reach a little bit out too, right, Roderick?
Yes, it is. And actually, I actually, it's going to go far out. It's the whole Southeast. And we're working with different state representatives and senators and other states as well. First, we want to cover where we live at, which is Georgia. And then we'll be expanding our umbrella out to the whole Southeast. But we're going to do it one step at a time, though. Moving in God's will. And if I may, I'd like to give some numbers out for each of the topics here. And I'll start with the domestic violence hotline, which is 1-800-334-2836. That's 1-800-334-2836. And then we have the HIV. Well, I have several for the HIV/AIDS hotline. I have a local number, which is 404-876-9944. I have the Georgia's AIDS Coalition number, which has a couple of numbers, which is 1-800-933-3413 and 1-800-551-2728. Then I have the sexual abuse hotline, and I have three numbers for that, which is 1-855-422-4453, 1-800-656-4673, 404-377-1428, and human trafficking hotline, which is 1-888-373-7888. And I'll repeat that human trafficking one more time. That's 1-888-373-7888. Thank you.
I got them all done, I believe. And I'll be repeating them as well as we go along.
Yes, definitely.
So these numbers, do you have a website?
Those numbers, I do not have the website handy with me.
No, no, I think do you have a website? Does your organization have a website?
Oh, yes. We have a website and social media. Let me give all that to you. Our website is www.bcop.org. That's the acronym for Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program, www.bcop.org. And then our Twitter handle is BCOP1. Our Instagram handle is BCOP54. And you can find us on LinkedIn as well under my name, Roderick Cunningham. And you'll see that handsome brother on there. and just a little levitivity. but you can find us also on Facebook under the Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program. And we have several on there because we have two private social groups. And then we have one just with the Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program itself. And just type in Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program and it'll pop right up for you. And that's Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program. And again, our Twitter handle is BCOP1, and our Instagram handle is BCOP54. And lastly, our website again is www.bcop.org.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to make sure that we got all of that in so that people knew how to get in contact with you in case they needed to hang up early or something like that. So you were giving us all the information about the Health and Wellness Symposium, inviting all naturopathic practitioners to come and be a part. And your resource table is $50, a bigger, larger table for display is $100. The first one is going to be held June 25th at 1765 Metropolitan Parkway in Atlanta. The second one, the location has not been announced, but it's going to be on August the 13th from 9:30 to 3:30. So I want you to give us was that all the information around the Health and Wellness Symposium?
Yes, just one more thing with that. Of course, also, there's always opportunities for sponsorships as well. So if you're a small business or if you're an individual that wants to sponsor a community health and wellness in your county, not necessarily that you're sponsoring the whole thing, but we have sponsorships as low as $250. And, of course, that includes a vending table. And then as we go, it goes up at the community level now from $250 up until $2,500. Now, the corporate levels, of course, are a lot higher, but our community levels are financially abling so that, you know, people who have a heart that want to give to the program can give. So it starts at $250 and then it goes to $2,500.
Okay.
So basically, I believe if I'm calculating it right, it's actually $250, $500, $750, $1,000, and then $2,500.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yes, and of course you get different things, different accommodations with the different levels.
Okay. Sounds good. So,
yeah.
Audience, if you want to talk with Mr. Roderick Cunningham, you've got about 15 more minutes to do so. And our number here at the studio is 516-531-9819 if you'd like to ask a question of Mr. Cunningham. And so, Roderick, I wanted to ask you about, you had an educational theatrical stage play that was going on. Are you still, is your organization still doing that? And can you tell us about that?
Yes, we're still going to do it. Some of it, I will say it'll be in July. I won't say the date yet because we're still working out the logistics on it. But it will be in July, and that's going to happen. It won't be in May, but it will be in July, and that's going to happen. And I'll say where it's going to happen. Also, it's going to happen in Newton County instead of Rockdale County.
Okay.
And we actually have a facility already and if everything's been secured as far as that. But I'll wait because I don't want to break protocol because I have partners on it.
Sure. Right, right.
We want to make sure everything is done, as they say, in decent and in order. But I will say it's in July, and I will say it's in Newton County, and I will say it's
okay.
In Georgia. Lastly, I would like to talk about our last initiative for 2016 going into 2017, which I'm very excited about. Of course, I'm excited about our health and wellness symposium, but I'm also even more excited about this because we're helping our students with helping to educate and empower and elevate our students, and particularly our 11th, juniors and seniors, with our College Compass program, which we partner with College Admissions Made Possible. And this is for survivors of domestic violence as well as the underserved students within the metro Atlanta area. And I'll just give you the components of this program. Of course, it's college tours, and we'll be doing particularly one, maybe two, but definitely one college tour within the Southeast. With these components, we'll be doing individual counseling, which includes guidance on financial aid, school choices, resume and essay writing, and goal setting. So basically, as a junior or senior, you will be receiving these components of our counseling program as one of the components of our college conference program, as well as the third component is test preparation. As far as ACT preparation, and basically it prepares you to better suit yourself for scholarships. So basically with the going back to the counseling, we're not only going to help you to get financial aid, but we're going to also look at first trying to help you get a scholarship.
Right.
You know, to the school of your choice if it's within the Southeast. And we're going to walk you through those stages, and we have a database along through our partner, College Admissions Made Possible, to actually go into, and you can see actually based on your major, see what scholarships are available and things of that nature. So we're going to set you up real good, in other words. And then, so basically, that's the college tour, that's the individual counseling, and that's the test preparation. And then we have a fourth component with this. We're going to give out scholarships. Now, this particularly is a book scholarship, which pays for your books. And I'm not going to announce how much that'll be, even though I know now how much that'll be, but we're not going to announce that. But the thing is, and basically the main requirement for the scholarship is completion of the program. And this program has a timeline, the recruitment, meaning to register, and it's going to be limited to 50 students per session. And basically what we're going to do is open it up to the schools in metro Atlanta area, juniors and seniors. But however now, so applications and communities and schools can all, you know, let their people know about this. And we have a flyer on our website now, but that's just coming soon flyer. But we're going to put out an actual date for that, which will be they'll be able to start registering in August of 2016. The actual sessions, the first session, it will be 10 weeks. It's a 30-hour program for high school seniors only. And basically this program extends to the college tour, the individual counseling, the test preparation, as well as scholarships. And again, upon completion, the seniors will get a scholarship for completing, as well as other scholarships that we have partnered with other organizations to receive. So it's possible they can get quite a bit of money from for going through this program. And colleges will know, our college database will know that they're going through our program as well. So there's quite a bit of advantages to being in one, being in this program, two, achieving a high score on the ACT testing as well. The second session now will begin in January, and that's for our juniors, and that's 9 weeks, and that's 27. It's a 27-hour program, of course, across the 9 weeks. And now, the last session will be in June of 2017. So basically, the first session is for our seniors in September 2016. The second session will be for our juniors in 2017. And then the third session will be for our seniors in 2017. And that's a 2-week program, a 32-hour program. And we call that our Rising Senior program. And that'll be the end of that session, and then we'll go on to another registration as we go into August of 2017. So it would do our juniors and seniors well to be a part of this program. And actually, each session will carry 50 students. So basically, we'll be empowering, educating, elevating 150 students across the state of Georgia who want to be a part of this program. And we'll have each session at a central location. And this program.
And so that 50 is a total for the whole program.
It's
a combination of 50 students.
50 per session. In other words, session one with the seniors.
Right, but it'll be from different schools. That's what I'm saying. It's not 50 per school.
Yes, ma'am. It'll be 50 total per session. And my favorite part about this program is totally free.
The only thing that we
require is that they register. We want parent involvement as well, because on the college tours, of course, we want the parents to go, because we want the parents to see what their children are looking at and are experiencing. And I will say this, and I was actually asked by some AKAs on yesterday, actually, because I was expressing the program to them, and they actually said, "What about our 9th or 10th graders?" And I said, "Well, now we can think about that in 2017, and in other words, to prepare them early."
Get their mindset ready.
Exactly. Totally. And we're asking again, individuals, small businesses, private funders, people who know people, and everything. I mean, the work that we're doing, we do it all totally free to the community. And all we're asking you to do is make if it's $5, it's $10, if it's $1,000, if it's $25, if it's $1 million, we'll accept it, and we can yet do more empower and elevate our community, and that's very important to me. I will say the highest percentage of our money goes into our program, not into a salary, because the majority of our our staff is 3 people, myself and 2 other people, but we have a lot of volunteers who come out and support our events, so we have a lot of consistent volunteers that support our program and help us in any way that we need. And they stay all day, and they love working with our program because we try to be professional as possible. But the main thing is a service to our youth and to our women, primarily our youth. I mean, because we have to get our youth back on track, and we were talking about breaking that cycle earlier. It starts with education.
I've seen your organization at work, and you guys are prime, man. Just You know, it's straight. If you guys are professional, you have the children involved with what you're doing, the youth involved with what you're doing, it's exemplary. You know, it's very powerful, and the impact that you're having on these children with all of these different programs that you have is just outstanding. So I'm going to do a recap on some of the things that you've covered, but if I could have you just to give a closing statement or summary on what you want to leave the audience with.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Sanders. I mean, Ms. Rogers, I'm sorry, I said Sanders. I'm thinking of your first name. But
you can do whatever. You know what? I go by a little bit of everything.
Yes, I want to leave by saying, find your purpose in life. Find your healing in life. And move forward with your life. Don't stay stagnated by the things that have happened in your life. Learn from the things that have happened in your life, because anything that comes easy is not worth it. Your struggles have been ordained. God let you go through it for a reason. Now snatch yourself out, dust yourself off, and move on. And go in whatever purpose or desire in your life that you feel that you can help somebody. Tell somebody else your story so that they may be empowered. Tell a homeless person your story, because you never know what their story was, and you never know what they used to do or who they used to be. But tell them they can be that person again and be greater. And you can too, because every creature that God made, he made it with a purpose in mind. And he knows what your purpose is, but now you do the soul searching and find your purpose in life. And when you pray, whether you pray in the spirit, whether you pray in the understanding, ask God to show you what your purpose is. And once he shows you, be willing and able and humble to move out on your purpose. Thank you, Pastor Rogers.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Minister Cunningham, that was right on point. And you just never cease to amaze me with the many gifts that you have. So, audience, I know that you have enjoyed Roderick Cunningham as much as I have. His life story was so touching about through domestic violence, his mother being shot at point blank, and him ultimately forgiving the man that killed his mom face to face. That right there was just so heartwarming and such an incredible story of forgiveness. And then Roderick shared with us all of the programs that he's doing. He does backpacks at school time, 500-plus fully loaded school supply backpacks. He does Thanksgiving dinners in conjunction with the local restaurant called This Is It. He's done DeKalb before, and this year he's planning to do DeKalb and Fulton and possibly Clayton County and maybe even more. And then he does a holiday giving in December, or sometimes it stretches over until January, where he gives educational items with books and toys. He's always looking for funders. And so if you have the resources and you would like to either volunteer time or money or products, just hit Roderick Cunningham up. So here's a couple of ways that you can get in contact with him. His email is R like in Robert, the number 4, F like in Frank, A like in Apple, R like in Robert, D like in David, at yahoo.com. That's email. His website is www.C like in Beverly, C like in Cunningham, O like in open, and P like in positive.org. And on Twitter is BCOP1. On Instagram is BCOP54. And on Facebook, it's the name that's completely spelled out, Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program. And he's got a major event coming up, the Health and Wellness Symposium. For those of you that would like to be involved, it's June 25th. It's going to be at 1765 Metropolitan Parkway in Atlanta. And the next one is on August the 13th, location to be announced at another time. If you would like to be a panelist or have a resource table for really reasonable prices of $50 and a larger table at $100, send Roderick an email. That's R4FARD at bio or resume, and let his team review the information for your inclusion. And then Roderick gave us some numbers, and I'm going to repeat these numbers for you, and hopefully you will have a pencil and a piece of paper so that you can write these down. So the domestic violence hotline is 1-800-334-2836. The HIV hotline locally in Georgia is 404-876-9944 or 1-800-933-3413. Sexual abuse is 855-422-4453 or 855-656-4673. And the last number is 404-377-1428. And then the number on human trafficking is 1-888-373-7888. So those are all the resources that Roderick shared with us tonight. And remember, his college campus is free, but the students must register. It is limited to 50 students per session, and it's going to be August 2016 for seniors, January of 2017. It'll be 9 weeks for juniors, and then we'll be concluding in June 2017 with 2 weeks for seniors. So, Roderick, God bless you for all the work, all the positive work that you're doing in the community. And, audience, I thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me today on Life, Love, and Wellness Response, the Sandy Rogers Show, where we talk candidly about positive experiences, personal development, self-discovery, and holistic wellness. Because when we love ourselves, we cause no harm or danger to anyone, especially ourselves. And we are at peace and harmony with all of humanity. This is your host, Sandy Rogers. I'll see you next week, same time, same channel. May you forever live in divine wellness. Good night for now. See you next week. What I mean.